Hey, good morning. Hey, no, we're good. All right. Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. It is a Friday, and we have Fortune Cookie Friday. So, of course, just before everything burned down in my house, we did go out on Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday night or something for Fortune. Or last week. Anyway, I got some Fortune Cookie. I got a Fortune Cookie for today. And I got my tie-dye shirt with the merch we're soon going to put out, right? So everybody can get some merch so they can remind themselves to get up early in the morning and practice Agile and Scrum and have some fun, right? That's why I like the tie-dye because it's just fun, goofy. It's not my normal wear. You know, I'm all collared shirt, whatever. But anyway, what are we going to talk about today? It's not about, well, we will be talking about fortune cookies, but we're going to talk about Agile marketing content, and I put cookie just because I wanted to put the cookie. But agile marketing content. I'm gonna say hi. Sure, no. Okay. So, and here's Jerry. Oh, Jerry here. Oh, Jerry's here. Oh, big Jerry. Big Jerry's here. All right. So, big Jerry's here, enjoying the country air. Because I think this is the last of 2 days. Maybe tomorrow I'll be doing this. I'm out here in the country after this. We're back in the city. I did yesterday's show for my office, and we're heading back that way. I think our time is running short. Anyway, so we're going to talk about Agile marketing and how to use Agile and Scrum and market. I should put Scrum marketing. Here's my thing. Oh, why are we doing the show? This is our 674th episode. Can't talk this morning. One of the things we have out here is that we do this so you can get value to the customer and not work crazy hours. And I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And have some fun, manage your time, and do some stuff that's different. And have some big things, having fun. Get home to your family and friends. So when things do go awry, you have them for a little bit before you drive each other nuts and you got to get out of the house. So what are we talking about today? Agile marketing. I think a lot of the people that are agile coaches out there in the world don't understand marketing. To be flat out honest with you, they all came from the IT world. They don't know anything about marketing, never had a company. I've had my own company for a while. I used to market stuff 20 years ago and do that and what it takes and everything. So I kind of learn. I kind of know what goes into it. I work with a bunch of people that do marketing for a living. And a lot of my teams, a lot of front-end stuff, do marketing. And we concentrate in Agile and Scrum on the software that produces the marketing. But I want to come on a different take today. It is a Friday, so it's something a little bit different. Scrum is the perfect marketing content system. There's a motorcycle. Why do I say that? Think about it. Just wait for the counters. And they're going to work already. It's what, 6, 7 o'clock? Think about how Scrum works. You got a sprint planning session. You as a team, your marketing staff, would examine the potential topics, because there's always topics coming. I mean, come on, you're not dumb. They're not stupid. They see the world. They see their customer. They know their customer. They know kind of things. They get a little feedback in. And what kind of things should we work on or produce for our customer this week or this sprint? Sprint week, whatever your content delivery is. Sometimes it's monthly. I think it should be shorter. You go list all the stuff. Okay, let's work on these things. Then once you think about every day how you're doing, but look at the pair programming aspect of Agile. One of the things, so why not pair up on content creation? Have two people working together in content to review the quality and make sure it meets the requirements and it's good, right? And then you have a sprint review where you review with the editor. Editor is the product owner. It's very simple transition. You all look at it as a team, figure out what looks good. And even the team chimes in on if these articles should be posted or not. So at the end of the sprint review, you know which articles you're going to post because it's already in the system. It's already written. It's already crafted. And then you can have a sprint review. How did it go? What did we select? What was it? Maybe review on previous stuff, the results from the previous material that went out, because, you know, you are getting feedback on it and everything. You do the retro. So if you think about it, Scrum is perfect. You can put out weekly stuff out there, be what you want, put good quality value out for your customer on a weekly basis if you want. You can do it daily if you had to. You have a daily one, do the same thing from daily. Have two people work on the article all the time so they're not wasting time, right? Because if you have two people working on the article at the same time, they can make sure the quality's there, make sure it makes sense. Because it's just one person working, they're there right there. They get instant feedback loop on the article when you work on the same article together. So from a marketing perspective, yeah, that's what you got. Plus, then when you're doing it, as you're working together, you also have graphics people, photograph people, and you can build it all in the system. Because I have those systems too. I'm working on my site right now, try to get that all out there. So the 5 AM Master Scrum site's out there. And once that's out there, I'll be doing the same thing. I'll be marketing the business all the time. And put merch out there, and I'm testing merch. I really beat up my shirt the other day. So one thing about the shirts I'm getting, I will say they're being tested and worn and washed and make sure that they stand up and all that kind of stuff. So I'm doing that now. So with that, but that's my marketing thing. So if you think about Scrum, Scrum is the perfect marketing activity. How do you get it out there and do that? Now you're going to put out emails out there and sales. You know, marketing and sales are two different things, by the way. Sales is one thing and marketing is another one. Do we apply Scrum to sales? Maybe. Maybe we do. Maybe I'll think about that. And I think you can. I think you can apply Scrum to everything, actually. But I'm looking for 1 week content getting out to the customer. New stuff every week. So you know why? Because if you learn about social media, it's about getting people coming back. And they back and back. And if you don't change your content up and putting up on a fairly regular basis, they don't come back. Right? So, anyway. Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! Hey, Betty, I'm open cookies. You can see her face. I want to go ears pop up. Look at cookies. You want a cookie? She's like, food? Food? All right. So, Fortune Cookie Friday. We haven't done it in a while because life's been crazy. You can even see sniffles. And a little dog's nose. So, Fortune Cookie Friday, we have a fortune cookie that came from the Agile accountants out there. And there's a lot of them. I went to a Boeing Agile discussion. I'll have to talk about that maybe tomorrow, about their Agile experience at Boeing. It was a really good discussion. Kind of knew that was going to... I was hoping for more, but it was... But you know what? It was true. What I loved about it was like was that Agile Boeing was that she was so truthful and honest with what things really were, which I valued that in that discussion. So if you get a chance to see it, I think there is a meetup group. They're going to post the video and everything. Oh, yeah. Here comes Betty. Look what I got, Betty. Ooh, it's a cookie. All right. So Fortune Cookie Friday. Open the fortune cookie. See what's out there. All right. Oh, this is a good one. Oh, I just saw the first words and I can't say it. Okay. Be patient, pleasant, and open, and you will see more truths. Oh, this is awesome. Can I bring that up? Can you guys see that? Mm-hmm. So, the fortune cookie says today, be patient, pleasant, and open, and you will see more truths. This is so much true in a lot of these teams going from a waterfall, I want to say a dictatorial type management approach, telling everybody exactly what to do when you're an Agile coach or Scrum Master. Being patient. You're not going to get instantaneous, oh, we're all Agile. And what, you know, it takes like 4 sprints before just people get the mechanics down, to be honest with you. They work better and everything. So you got to have at least 4. We did a sprint. Are we Agile now? Especially if your sprint's a month long. There we go. Betty. Hi, live. There goes the dogs. They're up. So, Betty, I don't want to scream in the thing. Hey, Betty, a cookie. Betty, I got a treat. Betty, a treat. Betty, a treat. Come here, Betty. Come here, Jerry. Come here. I got a treat for you. You want a treat? Jerry, you want a treat? Where you at? Jerry, where you at? Come here, Jerry. Jerry, not you. There goes my fortune cookie. Be good. Uh-uh. I guess there was a reason why we had fortune cookie Friday. Anyway, how was that? Being patient, pleasant, and open, and you will see more truth. Because what happens is if you're patient with your team, they will open up to you and tell you what the real story is. They'll tell you, like I was listening to the Boeing thing, and she said, yeah, everybody says they're at this level in the organization. We're really agile. But when we talk to the ground troops, it's not really true. So you got to be a little patient with everyone. And you'll learn more about what's really going on and more what's truth, what's stopping the team from being a high-performing team. So this fortune cookie, be patient, pleasant, and open, and you will see more truth is spot on. Great guidance for a new Scrum Master, for people doing enterprise agile activities. Managers saying, well, we need productivity right now. I want to ask them, did you ever do it before? No. You're always late and behind schedule. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye. Half my cookie got eaten already, but I think the cookie worked for a little bit. Hey, cookie, 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 cookie. Betty, 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 we're not done the show yet. Be good. I got one more. I'll see you all later. Have a great Friday. Happy scrumming, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.